True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We spoke about it before. Hal Steinbrenner met the media today, I guess in his yearly year-end Zoom. I have no idea. I didn't get a sneak peek on social media. I know you said you did see one thing. Uh-huh. Let's listen to it here together. Hal Steinbrenner talking about the Yankees' disappointing season as obviously they fall short yet again of another World Series. Here's Hal.
Hey, Hal. Thank you for taking the time today. We appreciate it. You've mentioned in the past that a payroll in $300 million range is not sustainable, but you've also exceeded that figure the last two seasons. Are you willing to go over $300 million again, or do you intend to be below that number?
First question of the day. My goodness. Look, I know you guys want a number. We finished this year at $319 million, actually, was the final number. So just shy of $320. It's the same every year. What I tell Cashman is I want to know all the possibilities that are out there. I will talk to all your people about them. I will hear them out, and I will decide whether or not I'm able or willing to pull the trigger on them. And it's not going to be any different this year. I mean, it's not like I'm giving my head of marketing an advertising budget. Here's how much you can spend on advertising this year. I mean, they know what a billboard costs. They know what a 30-second ad costs. I can give them a number, and in 10 minutes, they're going to know exactly what they're going to do and what they're not going to be able to do. This is a much more fluid situation. I mean, we don't know what's out there as far as possibilities. And the possibilities that we do know are out there, we don't know what they're going to cost. I mean, it's way too early for that at this point in time. So it's a very difficult thing to do. I mean, we can talk before he goes into winter meetings about a range, but because it's a fluid situation, that range can go bye-bye in 2 seconds. If there's a deal that, you know, arises that I feel would be very beneficial to some area of need that we have. So it's hard to give you a number. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a different deal.
Understood. And just a follow up on that, with the CBA set to expire after next season, there's some uncertainty over the game's financial parameters moving forward. Just will those uncertainties impact how you guys approach the offseason? And if so, how?
No, what's going to impact again is what the number is and what luxury tax that creates, the amount, and how that looks in our overall financial situation. I mean, that's all that matters.
Hal, I know your focus has surely already shifted to 2026, but when you reflect on 2025, what most encouraged you about this team? What most disappointed you about this team?
Well, what most encouraged me about the team is how well they played together, how incredible they had each other's backs, how incredible the clubhouse was. They like many teams we've had in the past, never thought they were out of it, never thought they were going to lose a game. And, you know, when they had a tough loss the next day, it's almost like it didn't happen. They just bounced right back. What was disappointing, obviously, was the result. I didn't like that 6-7 week period that we had where we were making mistakes, not playing good baseball, not hitting. That can't happen every year, in my opinion.
But it does.
And certainly what happened in the postseason was disappointing. We went in healthy. We went in my opinion, playing good ball. And got through that first tough series, and I really thought we were going to go on a roll, and we just quit hitting. And, you know, our pitching faltered as well. I think somebody told me we gave up 34 runs in 34 innings. That's, you're not going to beat the Blue Jays, as good a team as they are, doing that. So it was disappointing. It was disappointing.
Okay, so a couple of things there, obviously. You know, and Hal was having some fun with it. Oh, first question of the day, payroll. But that isn't that kind of where we are? It's not an out-of-bounds question. I mean, that's pretty much the biggest question of the Yankees or around the Yankees every year. Not are they going to spend, but is there a drop-dead amount? And not because we're making this up. It's because Hal has spoken about this in the past, right? Now, remember you said before we actually played some of those cuts from Hal that I saw something on social media.
Yeah.
I want to read this to you. Now, Hal said it's not fair to assume that the Yankees make a profit. That's right. This is Brian Hoke had this, right? Quote, I don't want to get into it, but that's not a fair statement or an accurate one. Everybody wants to talk about revenues, but they need to talk about our expenses, including, and this we heard this a couple of years ago, the $100 million expense to the city of New York that we have to pay on February 1st every year, including the COVID year, so it all adds up in a hurry. I'm not saying that that's not true. It is. I just don't want to hear it. The Yankees are worth $8 billion. $8 billion was their most recent valuation, number one in baseball. The Mets, I think, were sixth. At $3.1 billion. The Yankees generated $705 million. The Mets, $446 million.
Yeah.
Anybody asking Cohen what he's going to spend?
No, and if they did, what do you think he'd say?
Whatever it takes to do it.
Yeah, it's very simple. First question right out of the gate. Yeah, because you used to operate one way. Other teams have now passed you by. You continue to reference the luxury tax threshold. Obviously, it's not working. So if the Dodgers can just have no limits and the Mets can have no limits, then the Yankees should also have no limits. So I didn't think he handled it poorly, but it's a very simple answer. We will do whatever it takes to build a winning ball club.
Yeah, and listen, you have to be true to yourself. This applies to Stearns when he spoke, which I think he was. And I think this is who Hal is. I think Hal is an incredibly likable gentleman. I really do. I'm fond of him as a like, I think he's a good guy. But that doesn't really matter that much anymore. And I just, for once, would like to hear an agitated Hal Steinbrenner. Not about the financial questions, about the state of his Yankees, who have not won since 2009.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Here's more with Hal.
Hal, when you look at 2026, Cody Bellinger, very productive, fit in very seamlessly. On your off-season checklist, how much of a priority is trying to bring Bellinger back?
Not going to get into free agents, Jack. You know that. We're looking at every area of need, and we will deem which needs are most significant and which aren't. We still need another outfielder. We have options. We need to improve the bullpen for sure. I really love our starting rotation next year. We got to get through April and get Cole back and Rodon back. But it's going to be an incredible rotation if everybody comes back as planned. And I think we're pretty good on the infield as well. But we're going to look at all options like we always do, as I just said, and see what...
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's possible and what's not?
the Blue Jays run, they hit behind the runner, they strike out less often, they play solid defense, they made it to Game 7 of the World Series. For so many years, the Blue Jays wanted to be like the Yankees. Do the Yankees want to be like the Blue Jays now?
Well, look, I think balance in life is everything. I mean, they've obviously, they slug the ball too. It's not just putting balls in play. They definitely slug the ball. Hitting strikes hard, particularly in the air, not that you're trying to hit it over the fence, but in the air, statistically speaking, the results speak for themselves. I mean, you have a better chance of success when you do that. But we tried to, you know, become more balanced, picking up guys like Jazz, guys that can put the ball into play. So I do think you need that. You can't simply be a slugging home run team. They had a great year. I'm curious to see next year how well they do with that roster, assuming it stays mostly intact. But they're a great team. They definitely played better than us. They slugged better than us. And they hit the ball and put it in play better than us. And they pitched better than us. And that's why they won.
See, Hal basically said, well, infield set. Rotation looking good. Need another outfielder. What does that mean? Bringing Bellinger back? They're going to run it back again?
You know, it's funny you say that because I jotted the same thing down because he was talking about the pitching, which I totally agree. The pitching has a chance to be the best in baseball. Got to get some guys healthy, whatever. But then when he said, quote, we're pretty good on the infield. Hold on a second. Teixeira, Cano, Jeter, A-Rod versus Rice, Grisham, Caballero / Volpe. And McMahon?
Jazz. You said Grisham, but you mean Jazz. Yeah, yeah. I get
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good God. I mean, it's a little worrisome.
It's worrisome in that I'd like to hear a little more of what Stern said, and it wasn't good enough, and we know that we need to change it up. And it sounds like, now, I still think the Yankees are going to make some moves here.
Me too.
To what extent, I have no idea. But it can't just be, we'll bring Bellinger back, and we're going to have a better rotation because Cole's coming back. And this is something that you thought that might be the case with the Yankees. There's no way that could be the case. They can't be that stupid to think that you could just run it back and have Gerrit Cole come back and everything's going to be great. No, it's not good enough. First base wasn't good enough. Catcher wasn't good enough. Third base wasn't good enough. Shortstop wasn't good enough. Second base at best is inconsistent. I wouldn't go with Jack. Like, they have issues here. You got to restructure this thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got a center fielder who's getting $22 million that I wish he didn't sign it. I wish he wasn't on the team next year. I said that. You know, there's so many other things I want to hear from Hal, and I'm sure we'll get to the Japanese market to me is a very interesting question at this point. But the thought that the Yankees, and I remember saying this to you a week or so, maybe 2 weeks ago. Now, I'm not saying that this would work, but it's not a bad route if that's what you're going to do. If they were to go all in on Skubal and give up whatever it would take to get Skubal, and they try, and they don't do much else except bringing back Bellinger. That's acceptable to me. If they go now they'd have to get a little bit of bullpen work as well, but I'm talking about the main ingredients.
Bullpen, like we all understand.
And Cashman's very good at fixing that, so I almost don't even worry about that. And Bednar seemed to be a very good fit for New York at the back end. But if you go into next season, once you get past April, and you got Skubal, and you got Fried, and you got Cole, and you got Schlittler, and you got Rodon, and you got Clark Schmidt coming back in, you know, August, and even Will Warren, he'd probably have to trade. And then you bring back Bellinger and you have Judge. Well, that's a chance to win a World Series differently. But without a Skubal or a Skeens type of trade and just Bellinger, you don't win.
Yeah, I still wouldn't do that myself. In that hypothetical, I would look to maybe move from one of the starters, let's say Rodon, if you could somehow get somebody to take on his remaining salary and then use that piece, let's say, to get a third baseman or upgrade in a certain way, maybe get a different catcher in here. I just don't like the way the Yankees are built with the first base situation, DH situation, catcher, third, short. I mean, there are a lot. Outfield, I wouldn't worry about, especially if you bring Bellinger back. I think they'd be okay in the outfield.
I don't
have a leadoff hitter. I mean, we talked about that.
I don't deflect. You're right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of positions, and they're going to address some of them, obviously. But McMahon was acquired last year, and McMahon's going to play this year. And, you know, Grisham did what he did a year ago, and he's probably going to bat first again this year, unless you get Kwan, which we'll see. Yeah, it's a very imperfect team. The good thing is you got Judge, you got a couple of top-level pitchers, and you've got a payroll that's going to be very competitive, but they got to go the extra mile. I mean, Aaron Judge is prime. Tick, tick, tick.
Let's hear more from Hal.
Hal, is the Yankees' mantra still World Series or bust? I know I've asked you that before. And is that realistic?
Attaboy, Bruce.
I certainly thought it was last year. And, you know, now we begin the work of next year. That's our one and only focus. But I absolutely went into the playoffs believing we could win a championship, of course. And the team was good enough to win a championship, but they've got to play up to their potential. And, you know, the Blue Jays did, and we didn't. And it's across the board. And that's why the end score was what it was.
Even with a $300 million payroll, you said the final figure was 319. You were still outspent by the Dodgers and the Mets. Is your view of whether a salary cap should be proposed changed over time? And would you still favor a cap proposal if it was proposed?
Look, I don't feel like I'm in a position right now, research-wise, knowledge-wise, to answer that question. We'll always be among the highest payroll-wise. We always have been, always will be. Look, there are groups of fans out there in different areas, including my hometown here in Tampa, that come to, and I've addressed this before, come to spring training games thinking their team has little chance of making the playoffs, or at least little chance of making it deep into the playoffs. And those fans would argue that that's not good for baseball as a whole. And, you know, it's a valid argument. Whether it's true or not, it's a valid argument. So, but I mean, yeah, that's about all I got for you on that.
Okay. Thank you.
At this point in time.
Hey, Hal, when you talk to players and coaches around this team and about things that you need to do better, what are some of the things that they say to you, and do you agree with it? Just, you know, ways this team can improve for 26.
Yeah, look, mental mistakes, base running for sure, which is why we made a change there, has been a thorn in our side most of the season last year or this year. So yes, I whatever concerns that they have, you know, it's not just them. Obviously, Cash is involved too, intimately involved. You know, we're going to make a change and we're going to do better at it. But if you're asking specific about this year, the base running mistakes was not good. Not good. So we've made a change there, coaching wise, and you know, we're going to expect better results this year, coming year.
At the start of the year, you were quoted as saying it's difficult for most owners to do what the Dodgers are doing, spending, and you wondered if it would pay off for them. I'm curious: does the fact that they've now won back-to-back titles change your thinking at all and how you approach this offseason or future offseasons when it comes to spending like them?
Yeah, look, if there's a correlation between spending the most money and winning a championship, I still think it's a weak correlation. You know, sample size of data, not very big. But they earned every bit of it. I mean, they struggle with injuries throughout the season, which I did talk about in that same quote. But they got healthy at the right time. The rotation got healthy. And when that rotation's healthy, they're tough to beat. And they, quite frankly, played up to their potential. I mean, they really played up to their potential, especially those last two games. And that has to happen. Your players have to play up to their potential when you're playing a team as good as the Blue Jays and you're playing under that kind of pressure in the World Series. So, you know, hats off to them. It's not easy to do twice, and they did it in dramatic fashion this time. And but again, we'll see what they do next year, and we'll see how it pans out. You know, there was nothing low about my payroll and the Mets payroll, and you know, look where we ended up.
See, I'm not hearing the edge that you were looking to hear and the frustration, or I don't want to say he doesn't care, because I do believe Hal cares.
100%.
But not to the level that...
Not us. He's never going to sound you or me. I mean, come on. He's just not wired like many of the New York Yankee fans are in terms of just that visceral personality.
Or his father.
His pops, of course.
I hate to keep going down that road. He's not George, but that's who he's going to be compared to, because that was his father. And when George owned the team, he'd come on and he'd be ticked off and heads would be rolling. And he'd say, this is not good enough. I don't want to hear about the payroll. I don't want to hear about the Dodgers. I don't care. We need to build a better team so we're the world champion. That's what the Yankees used to be. And now Hal's just like, well, I mean, the Dodgers, you know, they had a great World Series, but they played up to their potential.
And they got healthy at the right
time. What are you going to do? I
mean, you know, it's funny because, and we've talked about it a few times here today, the Alex versus A-Rod documentary, really so much, at least, he thinks that medical professionals think that a lot of Alex's issues stem back to his dad abandoning him when he left at the age of 10, right? Up in Washington Heights, and then eventually when they went to the DR, and then things really disintegrated when they went to Miami, and then he left, right? So, and Alex has owned that and, you know, made a lot of mistakes. Many probably derived from that hole and that abandonment that, you know, if you look at psychology, that definitely connects. as much, we know Hal's never going to be his dad, but I think in a lot of ways, maybe he's trying purposely not to be his dad. Because as we sit here and glorify George, right? You know, the championships, whatever it takes, George, the military, you know, he loves this and that, and we love all that about George. But there was a lot about George, if you're old enough, that you couldn't stand. And I'm raising my hand right there with you. Incredibly frustrated with George. Now, imagine being George's son, you know, growing up in that kind of environment. So maybe it's a purposeful separation from his dad's personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Either way, to me, it's just the results aren't good enough. I get that winning 94 games is great. I would like to see a little more frustration and irrational behavior. I get that you also want to see rationale from front offices.
Yeah.
The Yankees are at a point where we need to see a little irrationalness.
I like the way you frame that. Yeah. And you know what? Let me just push the very basic psychological evaluations aside, since that's certainly not my lane here. It's just my opinion. It could be onto something, maybe not, whatever. One thing that he did say about the base running, and this is a problem, right? So, you know, we changed some coaches. That's going to be addressed. Okay. Does anybody think that a new coach is going to get Jazz Chisholm locked in on the bases? Right. The answer is no. Does anybody think that a new coach is going to get Austin Wells, who just wandered off a second base, not knowing how many outs there were, to be a more locked in base runner? For me, the answer is no. And these are fundamental issues that have permeated the organization forever. Richardson, the old Mets.
Yeah.
You could put Richardson at first base and the Yankees probably still have some issues running the bags because a lot of their players, and now some players they brought in have been better. Bellinger's better, obviously. Even Goldschmidt was older and slower, smart base runner. I get it. They did make up some ground in that department, and they caught the baseball better. But I've always gone back to the guts. If you lift up the hood and you get to the engine of the Yankees, we focus on payroll and free agency. I've always thought it's deeper than that.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.